At least 41 shot, 7 fatally, over Labor Day weekend in Chicago. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 3, 2019. At least 41 people were shot, 7 fatally, over Labor Day weekend 2019 in Democrat-controlled Chicago. On Sunday morning, the halfway point of the weekend, Breitbart News reported 25 individuals had already been wounded and 7 killed. Those fatalities included a 15-year-old boy who was killed Sunday morning. The Chicago Sun-Times reported the weekend's fatalities began around 12:22 a.m. Saturday, when 42-year-old Willie Coker was shot to death on South Burley Avenue. A total of 7 people were killed before Labor Day itself even began. The Chicago Tribune reports 6 people were shot between Sunday night and the first hours of Labor Day. Labor Day itself was quickly followed by another fatality, which occurred overnight between Monday and Tuesday. A 32-year-old man fatally shot in the head in the incident. On Labor Day, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, used Chicago's gun violence as an example to show gun control does not equate to crime control. He tweeted, "Gun control doesn't work. Look at Chicago. Disarming law-abiding citizens isn't the answer. Stopping violent criminals, prosecuting and getting them off the street before they commit more violent crimes is the most effective way to reduce murder rates. Let's protect our citizens." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.